The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 29, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on May 6th, 2008, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, today, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 29. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhuktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram surhidam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam shantim richyati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for this mercy. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. Purport. The conditioned souls within the clutches of illusory energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world, but they do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of the Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply this. Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Men should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord because He is the proprietor of all the planets and the demigods thereon. No one is greater than He. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, Svetashvatara Upanishad 6-7, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishvaranam Paramam Maheshvaram. Under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all they survey, but they actually are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. The Lord is the master of the material nature, and the conditioned souls are under the stringent rules of the material nature. Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world either individually or collectively. And this is the sense of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator, and all living entities, including the great demigods, are His subordinates. One can attain perfect peace only in complete Krishna consciousness. This fifth chapter is a practical explanation of Krishna consciousness, generally known as Karma Yoga. The question of mental speculation as to how karma yoga can give liberation is answered herewith. To work in Krishna consciousness is to work with the complete knowledge of the Lord as the predominator. Such work is not different from transcendental knowledge. Direct Krishna consciousness is bhakti yoga, and jnana yoga is a path leading to bhakti yoga. Krishna consciousness means to work in full knowledge of one's relationship with the Supreme Absolute, and the perfection of this consciousness is full knowledge of Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A pure soul is the eternal servant of God as His fragmental part and parcel. He comes into contact with Maya illusion due to the desire to lord it over Maya. And that is the cause of his many material sufferings. As long as he is in contact with matter, he has to execute work in terms of material necessities. Krishna consciousness, however, brings one into spiritual life even while one is within the jurisdiction of matter. For it is an arousing of spiritual existence by practice in the material world. The more one is advanced, the more he is freed from the clutches of matter. The Lord is not partial toward anyone. Everything depends on one's practical performance of duties in Krishna consciousness, which helps one control the senses in every respect and conquer over the influence of desire and anger. And one who stands fast in Krishna consciousness, controlling the above-mentioned passions, remains factually in the transcendental stage, or Brahma, Nirvana. The eightfold yoga mysticism is automatically practiced in Krishna consciousness because the ultimate purpose is served. There is gradual process of elevation in the practice of yam, niyam, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. But these only preface perfection by devotional service, which alone can award peace to the living being. It is the highest perfection of life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the fifth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of karma yoga, or action in Krishna consciousness.
Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, this is amazing information. Here we are caught up in the cycle of birth and death. We're being afflicted by the threefold miseries. And then on top of that, we have the fourfold miseries. And then on top of that, we have the seven whips also. I mean, it's pretty tough here in Lithuania. Everywhere else, all over the material world. On the way here tonight, we saw a traffic accident. A man, he didn't have his seatbelt on, his head smashed to the windshield, and he very badly hurt him, his head. He was sitting there in great pain. His head was very badly injured. So this material world is a nasty place, actually. But the amazing thing about this purport is that even when you're living within the jurisdiction of matter, what does jurisdiction mean?
ferește jurisdicție.
It means you're ruled by matter.
Ferește că eu să materia să juie.
Just like here, you're under the jurisdiction of the Lithuanian government. You know jurisdiction. The word is, the legal term is your jurisprudence also. I don't know if they had translated it in Lithuanian. But to be living within the jurisdiction of matter means you're under the rule of matter. But in spite of the fact that we're being ruled by matter right now, by practicing Krishna consciousness, one can arouse spiritual existence. That means you're living in a different dimension. While your body is being ruled by the material nature, you're no longer living in your body, really. I mean, you're using it for Krishna. But your consciousness is no longer living there. Your consciousness is now in the spiritual existence. I don't mean to say that you lose consciousness of your body. I'm not saying that. But you will no longer identify that this is me. You will simply see it as an instrument that you can use in the service of Krishna. And you will see that Krishna is indeed everywhere. And that everything is existing within Krishna. So, what is that verse? Sarvam api mam. No, let's see. The one who's Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashyati tashyahangna pranashami satchamena pranashati. For one who sees me everywhere and who sees everything in me, I am never lost. Nor is he ever lost to me. So how do you gain this transcendental vision? How do you gain this experience that you can be in 24 hours a day? Prabhupada tells us how. All you have to do is practice Krishna consciousness. The goal is Krishna consciousness. Perfect Krishna consciousness. And the means of achieving it is to practice Krishna consciousness. So how do you practice Krishna consciousness? How do you begin? What does Rupa Goswami say? Jivado. It begins with your tongue. There are two activities of the tongue. We like to eat and we like to make noise. Talking, singing that, talking that. Everyone likes to make noise and to eat. So, if you will learn how to take prasadam. Actually, does anybody have difficulty taking prasadam? There's no difficulty to take prasadam. So, if you will take prasadam with your, you eat prasad with your tongue. And you will vibrate Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then your practice of Krishna consciousness has begun. Then all you have to do is keep on taking prasadam. More prasadam. And more prasadam. And more prasadam. And then more prasadam. And then even more prasadam. Keep on taking prasadam. You see, such a nice yoga system. Prasadam yoga. You see. And you chant Hare Krishna mantra. By these two activities of tasting prasad and by chanting Hare Krishna, you can realize the highest truth. You can go beyond the eightfold mystic yoga system. Do you know how many austerities these yogis have to do to attain samadhi? It is very, very austere thing. Yam niyam, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana dhyana, and finally samadhi. And even when they get to samadhi, sometimes they slip and fall down. You know that. You know that Vishwamitra? He became powerful mystic yogi. He attained samadhi. But you know, when the yogis attain samadhi, they have all mystic power. They achieve the eightmold, the ashta siddhis. So Indradev, he got very nervous. Indradev, he got really nervous, got really scared. This yogi has become so powerful. If he wants to take my kingdom, he can take it away by his mystic power. I don't want that to happen. I better protect myself. So he picked a beautiful heavenly prostitute. Menaka. And he sent her there where the yogi was meditating. He was sitting there in samadhi. But as soon as he heard ting, ting, the sound of her ankle bell. Ting, ting. He said, oh, a woman has come. Let's check it out. That was it, finished. You see. So, even you attain the samadhi stage, you can, just by a beautiful woman, you can lose everything. But this Krishna Bhakti is so powerful. Even if there is a beautiful woman, you will not be disturbed. Haridas Thakur, a beautiful prostitute came to him in the dead of night. She took off all of her clothes also and pleaded with him for sex. But Haridas Thakur was not disturbed. You see. In fact, he was so cool-headed, he played a trick. He said, my beautiful young woman, I should be very happy to fulfill your desire. But kindly, let me finish my japa first. So he went on chanting all night. The beautiful young girl, she fell asleep. And the morning when she woke, he was still chanting his japa. He said, my beautiful young lady, I apologize so much to you. I didn't finish my round yet. But if you come to me tonight, then I will surely satisfy your desire. I promise. So again she came to the night, he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Again, the same thing happened. She fell asleep. She woke up. It was daylight again. He said, oh, no, I'm really, really sorry. I told you I would do it, but I still haven't finished my run. Please forgive me. But I absolutely promise you, if you come tonight, I will surely satisfy your desires to enjoy with me. Again, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now for 3 days, this young girl, she isn't hearing nothing but Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And she became purified. Actually, she had been sent by the Muslim majesty, the Muslim leaders. They wanted to, you see, Haridas was being worshipped by the Muslims. He was a Muslim who became a Hindu saint. And the Muslim leaders couldn't tolerate this. So they wanted to make a scandal, you see, to spoil his reputation. And he's a pure devotee, Tri Kaligya, he can understand everything that's going on. So she had been sent there by these Muslim leaders to make him, to pollute him, you see. To ruin his reputation as a saint. So she actually broke down and started sobbing, realizing that she was doing the most sinful thing of trying to pollute a saint. She started crying, she fell at his feet and begged forgiveness. And he forgave her. He blessed her with pure bhakti. She became a pure devotee. She shaved up. And he gave her the hut, the place where he was living, the bhajan kutcha. He said, you can now have it. Then he left. He went wandering to another part of the country. So she took up the same vow of chanting 196 rounds every day. The same austerity of Haridas of chanting for 23 and a half hours, now 300,000 names every day. She took the same exact vrata as Haridas was doing. She became a great Vaishnavi saint. So this is the difference between the mystic yoga process and the bhakti yoga process. One who becomes fixed in Krishna consciousness, no material desire can penetrate his heart. Because he's getting a higher taste. Many people ask me, they say, how can I get free of all these material desires? How can I have all these material desires, how can I stop them? They're causing me so much distress. It is not at all difficult. Simply you have to have a heart full of spiritual desires. This is what I've done. This is like one of my strong desires is to come to Kaunas, Lithuania and to be with you all, you see. I have a very strong desire to come to Kaunas, Lithuania. That's why I come twice a year, you see. So in this way, I fill my heart with many, 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 many spiritual desires. So if Maya comes with her offer, I can just tell her, well, let me go to Kaunas first. And then we'll see about your offer, Maya Devi. And then I'd say, well, let me see about going to Kaliningrad next, and then we'll see about your offer, Maya Devi. And then there's Vilnius, Riga, Tallinn, Sofia, Timishvara, etc. What to speak of all the wonderful individuals that I'm trying to help on their pathway back to Godhead. I have a strong desire for each one of my disciples also. And those who inspire to be my disciples. And for all the devotees in ISKCON, I want to help all the devotees to become happy. And all the people in the whole material world. I want to help them all become happy. So I have many, I have millions of desires for Krishna. So in this way, those nasty, ugly, horrible material desires, you see. They get brushed aside. Because I'm so busy trying to fulfill my spiritual desires. So this is how, even within this material existence, you can live in the spiritual existence. You simply have to have a heart that is full of spiritual desires. I want to please my Guru Maharaj. I want to sew an outfit for the deities. I want to learn how to make the best halva in the whole movement. I want to distribute books like anything. I want to collect millions of dollars to make a new temple for Kaunas. You see, I want to learn how to chant very good japa. I want to learn how to play the harmonium. I want to learn how to play madanga. You see, I want to learn shlokas, Bhagavad Gita shlokas. It's so nice thing to learn shlokas. It's so wonderful. There's so many wonderful verses in Bhagavad Gita. You just make, I want to learn 100 shlokas. You see, there's 100 spiritual desires right there. Just like there's such wonderful verses, that chapter 11, text 55, you know that verse. Mat karma krin mat paramo mat bhakta sangha varajita nirvaira sarva bhuteshu sa ya samam eti pandava. So nice verse. Mat karma krin mat paramo mat bhakta sangha varajita. Nirvaira sarva bhuteshu yasumam meti pandava. My dear Arjuna, 1155. My dear Arjuna, he who is engaged in my pure devotional service, free from the contamination of mental speculation and fruitive activities, who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living entity, certainly comes to me.
Mano brangus Arjuna, kas tirai atlieka pasiaukojimo tarnybą man, kas nesusitepęs karminė veikla bei spekuliatyviais samprotavimais, kas darbuojasi man, kam aš esu aukščiausias gyvenimo tikslas ir kas draugiškas visoms gyvoms būtybėms, kas tikrai ateina pas mane.
So there's a wonderful spiritual desire. I want to be learn how to become friendly to every living entity.
Toks yra troškimas, pavyzdžiui, aš noriu išmokti būti draugiškas visoms būtybėms.
What does it mean to be friendly?
Ką reiškia būti draugišku?
It means to give them Krishna.
Tai reiškia suteikti jiems Krishna.
I want to learn how to give Krishna to everyone. This is why when I travel all over the world, and my Vishnupriya Manaji also, we like to wear our devotee clothes, our tilak, everything. Wherever we go, we like to let everyone see our tilak and our devotional clothing. Because it gives us a wonderful opportunity to tell them about Krishna.
galimybę pasakyti, papasakoti žmonėms apie Krishną.
So in this way we can have a heart that's full of so many spiritual desires. Millions and millions and millions of spiritual desires. So Maya has to just take her place way at the end of the line, somewhere down there, you know, 10,000 miles away, you know. So now do you know the secret of how to be purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness? Is it clear to everyone how to enter into the mood of pure bhakti? Does everyone understand? Yes or no? Yes? Or no?
Yes?
Okay, now do it. Now do it. That is my humble request. So now I ask if there's any questions.
Dėl skonio. Kaip padaryti, kad šitas skonis būtų dvasinis, gauti tą skonį, nes dvasiniai norai jie atsiranda tik tada, kai atsiranda skonis. Jeigu jų neužtenka skonio, gali nugalėti materialus norą.
How to gain spiritual taste? Because if we have not spiritual taste, the material taste overcomes.
So how does one get spiritual taste? I'll give you the secret. Does everybody want to know the secret of how to get spiritual taste? It's a very simple technique. Don't try to get spiritual taste. Try to give spiritual taste. Try to give, when you chant Hare Krishna, don't try to get taste out of the mantra. Try to give taste to Krishna, that he can relish the flavor of your chanting.
Bandykite suteikti skonį Krishnai, kad jis jaustų malonumą iš jūsų kartojimo.
If we try to get something, we will often be disappointed.
Ir jeigu mes bandysim ką nors gauti sau, mes būsime nusivylę.
But if you try to give something,
bet jei pasistengsite duoti kažką,
you will find many takers who want to take.
Jūs rasite daugybę norinčių tai paimti.
So try to give taste to Krishna by the way you chant. Chant in such a way that Krishna will just love to hear your chanting. He'll get so much flavor and taste from hearing your chanting. You see, as long as you're trying to get taste, you're being selfish. You want something for yourself. Of course, it's good you want spiritual taste. That's a good desire. But you have to know the art of how to get it. And the art is, don't try to get it, but try to give it to Krishna. And inasmuch as you give taste to Krishna, to that extent, you will get taste automatically. However much you please Krishna, that's how much you will be pleased. If Krishna is not happy with your service, you'll be miserable. But if you can please Krishna by your service, then Krishna will give you unlimited happiness. You'll be swimming in an ocean of nectar at every minute. The holy name, it is called, if you can say like this, Namamrita Sindhu. The nectarian ocean of the glories of Krishna's names. So if you can chant to give pleasure to Krishna, You will find that you are swimming in an ocean of unlimited nectar at every minute. Your taste will automatically be there without even trying to get it. That's the secret. So now dive in to that unlimited ocean. Next question.
May you give your blessings for proper japa, for such a japa, like you described, for such a chanting.
What about it?
May you give your blessings.
Yes, you have my full blessings.
Hare
Krishna. So, you're following all the Bhagavad Gita principle? Now my blessings are that you will follow all the regular principles from now on too. Because otherwise your chanting will never be pure.
He chants 7 rounds.
Although you have to chant 60, you have to go to 16. You rise early in the morning, get up an hour earlier than you have been every morning. Get up 1 hour earlier every morning. And then you can increase your rounds to 16. With the blessings come the austerity also. If you can't do it immediately, then do it gradually. Oh, you get off work at 4 in the morning?
What?
At 4 o'clock you go to sleep?
Yes, but sometimes I can't sleep because I'm...
What is it?
I'm
he works a night shift?
You snack to dirbute? You snack to dirbute?
Yes, I'm going to sleep. I can't sleep, I was...
He has insomnia.
Oh, insomnia. Oh, instead of sleeping, you can chant them. If you can't sleep, then just chant in the night. And then you'll become very peaceful and you go to sleep. Huh?
DVD watching about Vrindavan.
He watches DVD about Vrindavan.
Oh no, but then why watch a DVD? By chanting, you will enter into Vrindavan.
I will try to 16 rounds.
If you have insomnia, just get up and chant japa. Don't watch DVD, get up and chant japa. You can chant 32 rounds a day. You're blessed with insomnia. You can chant all night. Actually, the great souls, they sleep hardly at all. The great transcendentalists, they hardly sleep at all. So by chanting, your mind will become peaceful and you can get a very nice sleep. And you'll dream about Krishna. Is that all right? Are you happy? Huh? Okay, very good. Next question. Questions, anyone else? So everyone wants me to go home now? There's no questions, it means I go now. Finished. All right, here's one.
Kartotekus inter apeliamo priskirti prie
Then one chants and listens simultaneously. May it be called like chanting for the pleasure of the Lord.
If one chants and hears attentively,
and
that gives great pleasure to the Lord. Yeah, automatically. If you're simply absorbed in hearing very nicely, then Krishna is very pleased. Oh, he's absorbing himself fully in my name, and he's very, very pleased with you. Next question. Somebody in the back have a question? Anybody back there? I can see you all the way back there. Anyone back there have a question? So I guess it's time to go home and do some. All right.
Bhagavad Gita already said that one should do his prescribed duties, and they said that one should it's better to charge one's duties like not
better to do what?
Better than others, other duties.
It's better what?
It's better to do one's duty perfectly.
Yeah. Than someone else's duty perfectly. That's right. That's right.
How one can to know what is his duty?
Yes. Your duty is you must chant 16 rounds every day, strictly follow the regulated principles, and you must surrender to the bona fide spiritual master. That's your duty. Even if you don't do it perfectly, you should make do it your sincere best effort. And that will be your perfection. Now you know what your duty is. So do it. Next question. Yes.
Beginning of Krishna consciousness practice, one receives a very nice taste from Krishna, but later he also very happens some, you know, some bad things, some obstacles. So how what to do that one wouldn't leave the process, the movement?
You have to elevate your consciousness to a higher level. If you're getting more taste in the beginning and you lose the taste, that means your devotional service was in the mode of passion. It wasn't pure bhakti. Your service was in the mode of passion.
It's
described in the Bhagavad Gita. You read the Bhagavad Gita about happiness in the mode of passion. It's nectar in the beginning and poison at the end. So if you started your bhakti with a big bang and then gradually it fizzled out, I don't know if you can translate that, but it's in English it really says it well. A big bang and then it fizzles out. Then your bhakti was rajasic bhakti, it wasn't pure bhakti. So all you have to do is elevate your bhakti to a higher level. That's why it's recommended you should surrender to a bona fide spiritual master. Because then your bhakti becomes not for you anymore, it's for the spiritual master. By fully surrendering to the guru of your choice, That will elevate your consciousness to the Shuddhasattva platform. Because now you're doing your service to please Him and not to please yourself. As long as you're doing your bhakti to please yourself, that's rajasic bhakti. And it gradually loses taste. But when you do service to please your spiritual master, you know what happens then? It gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter, and then sweeter and sweeter and sweeter, and then sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. For 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, for hundreds and millions of years, it will go on getting sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says that Dao Gorashrayam. The very first thing you should do is you should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Give your heart completely to your spiritual master. Dedicate your every thought, word, and deed for His pleasure 24 hours a day. And then your bhakti will take off like a rocket. Guaranteed. Okay? Now you do that. Whoever guru, whichever guru you have surrendered to, you fully give yourself to your spiritual master. And then all of your problems will be over. Next question. So now everybody's satisfied? Okay. Bhakta Karalas.
Srila Gurudev, you have mentioned once about the disease in the beginning of spiritual life called familiarity breeds contempt. So could you explain more widely about this disease and how to avoid it?
Yes. Bhakta Karalas has been my personal servant now for a number of days, so he's worried that he'll become guilty of familiarity that breeds contempt. Then putting on my shoes for me when I, you know, helping me get my feet into my shoes, ironing my clothes, some making my plate for me, so much personal service. You see. If you start to see that the spiritual master is an ordinary man, that's familiarity that breeds contempt. You have to realize that he is Krishna's pure representative on this planet. Shakshat dhari tvenas samashta shastrair. The revealed scriptures declare he is non-different from Hari. Because you are not qualified to see Krishna face to face yet. Krishna has kindly manifested in the form of the spiritual master for your benefit. So you have to always remember you're dealing with a person who is as good as God. And if you notice there's any tendency for your mind to think otherwise, you have to beat it with shoes and broomstick. Because you can see, well, the spirit, I sleep and the spiritual master sleeps. I brush my teeth and the spiritual master brushes his teeth. He even uses dental floss. So he must be a person just like me. You see, that's familiarity that breeds contempt. That's why it's recommended to stay at a distance from the spiritual master. But it's so enlivening to be in his presence, we want to go as close as we can. You see? As long as one is careful not to commit that offense, if familiarity breeds contempt. Then one will derive great benefit from the being close to the spiritual master. Any other questions? So is that it? I go home now? Okay.
How one can develop if he has no opportunity to be close with his spiritual master?
Come to the classes. By coming to the class, you can become very close. Especially if you ask questions. That means you get personal attention. This is one of the secrets that one of my godbrothers, he was instructed that it's always good to ask a question based on the class. It's a very good practice. So he started doing that. A young brahmachari. He would ask questions in the class. In those days, everybody worked jobs. That's how they supported the temple. Everybody went to work a job. So one day, he was at work instead of in the class, and Prabhupada noted, where is that brahmachari who asked those questions? He asked very nice questions. So, just by asking questions, he advanced very nicely in Krishna consciousness. You know who he is? His Holiness Jayapataka Swami. Just by asking questions, you see. Nice questions of Prabhupada. He advanced very nicely in Krishna consciousness. So if you want to advance nicely, you can follow that example of my glorious godbrother Jayapataka Swami. You can ask nice questions and based on the class. Think very carefully. What is a nice question I could ask based on the subject matter of this class? If everyone thinks like that, you see, then you're really getting tuned into Krishna consciousness. So that means you have to pay attention to what's being said. Hear it very carefully and consider it very deeply. And try to make a relevant inquiry so that the speaker can go into the subject matter even deeper. So that's how you can do it. In the class, you have a great opportunity. I'll be giving so many lectures here. Make sure you attend every one of them. Just that alone will give you a lot of association. Any other questions? All right, I guess. All right. Okay.
You mentioned that one should gain his Lord's attention while doing some service.
So one should do what?
One can gain Lord's attention towards him.
Yes, yes. Krishna, as soon as you do service, Krishna immediately say, oh, she's doing service.
How to develop your energy and how to learn how to do it properly, how to gain this. his attention.
It's very simple. You ask Krishna to help you.
Reikia paprašyti, kad Krishna padėtų jums.
My dear Lord, I'm cleaning the floor in the temple room. Please give me the energy, the enthusiasm, and the intelligence how to do it very nicely for your pleasure. If you beg Krishna, do you think he will ignore your prayer? He will shower all mercy upon you. You just have to ask. It's simple. Any other questions? Yes?
Srila Prabhupada in his lecture said that if one wants to serve 24 hours in a day, he has to have strong love and attachment to Krishna.
Of course, because we're not being paid to do this. If you don't have love, how you can go on 24 hours a day serving Krishna? Does Hari Kata give you a salary? Huh? Shanta Maharaj gives him a salary? He's being paid a wage? Salary means he gets a paycheck? Are you doing it volunteer?
He's serving.
Volunteer. That means there must be love. Huh?
He's distributing books.
Yes. Do they pay you money to distribute books? You're a paid salesman? Are you doing it as a volunteer service? Volunteer service? That's love. If you don't have love for Krishna, how you can do it for free, working so hard, distributing books for free, you're doing it. That means you have love.
But not 24
hours. Why you don't distribute books 24 hours? Why not? What do you do in the other time? If I see you're here hearing my classes, that's also Krishna consciousness. You just, if you distribute books and you hear classes and you take prasadam and you take rest and then you take shower also and put on tilak, then that's very good.
He sleeps too much.
Oh.
7 hours.
How many?
Seven hours.
Seven? Prabhupada actually said you can take 7 hours, right? He said 6 or 7 hours. If you need 7 hours rest to do nice preaching, it's okay. You can take seven. If you want to reduce, then just ask the devotees to wake you up. Or get a nice loud alarm clock. Any other questions? All right, looks like everybody's ready for us to leave now. All right, there's a question.
How can one know that Krishna and spiritual master is satisfied with his service?
How did Hanuman know that Lord Ram was pleased? He found Sita. He didn't have to have Ram telling me, oh, I'm telling him that now I'm very pleased you have found Sita. He knew that Ram would be very pleased. He had found Sita. So, whatever order your spiritual master gives you, and whatever order Krishna gives you, if you carry out that order, then they are pleased. It's not some secret thing. Whatever instruction they have given, you follow that instruction, you have pleased them. And you will feel that you have pleased them. I remember one time we were at our Harinam party in downtown Miami. There was one brahmachari across the street. He was selling those big Krishna books. And he sold a Krishna book. And he was so happy, he was jumping up and down in ecstasy. So he knew he had pleased Srila Prabhupada by distributing Krishna book. And his heart was dancing in ecstasy, his body was also dancing in ecstasy. Any other questions? All right. So what time is the class tomorrow morning?
Quarter till eight.
All right, everyone come. In the greeting of the Mangalarti, here's the ideal thing. As far as possible, everyone be here for Mangalarti at 4:30. Mangalarti is so wonderful. Anyone who comes will participate in receiving a special blessing from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. There's a special song that we will sing by him tomorrow morning at 4:30 a.m. And he says that anybody who will sing this song during the Brahma Muhurta, at the time of their passing out of this body, they will receive the direct service of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So everyone who would like to receive the direct service of Krishna when they leave their body in Goloka Vrindavan, be here tomorrow at 4:30 a.m. If you can't make it for some reason, then sing the Gavastakam prayers at home. And be here by, the greeting is at what time?
7:15.
And be here by 7:15 for the greeting of the deities. At which time we will worship His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, with a wonderful arti ceremony. Our hearts will swim in the ocean of Prabhupada's mercy. Then after all of that nectar, the Mangal Arti, the Japa, the Tulsi worship, and the Guru Puja, and the greeting of the deities, then we will also have the class starting at
4:15.
So everyone, please come and enjoy this wonderful nectar of Krishna Bhakti in the early morning hours. In the early morning, Krishna Bhakti is 1,000 times sweeter. If you don't believe me, just come and try it. You'll see what I mean. Jai. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.